So the more you can be aware, the more you can be, you know, I don't know if aware is the, before you be intentional, that's the word I'm looking for. Before you can be, the more you can be intentional, goodness gracious, you think I've been drinking more than just water this morning. Episode 571 of Diz Runs Radio is a quick tip episode. Today's quick tip, don't be a douche on race day. Hey guys, real quick before we dive into today's episode of the show is brought to you by my book. Be Ready on Race Day is finally, again, officially available. It's been out now for a little over a month. And so far, the feedback seems to be pretty good. So if you haven't checked out the book yet, haven't gotten your copy, head over to, it's available on Amazon, or you can also just head over to BeReadyOnRaceDay.com. It'll tell you a little bit more about what the book is all about. Spoiler alert, it's basically how to write your own training plan so you can really be as well-equipped and ready to go on race day as possible instead of relying on one of those one-size-fits-all gimmicks that is pretty much just that, a gimmick, and at least in my opinion. There's some sample chapters, some more information, things like that if you want to get a feel for it before you grab it, and then you can either buy it from the website or, again, it's available on Amazon print and digital. And if you've already gotten the book and checked it out and read through it, if you wouldn't mind leaving a review on Amazon, those are certainly appreciated. You know as well as I do that when you're looking for things on Amazon, you know, having some reviews and some feedback is something that helps you decide whether or not to do that one click gimmick. So there's a handful of reviews so far. Thank you to everybody who's left one, but I know that there's been more people that have read the book than there are reviews there. So you know, if you could help a brother out by next time you're over on the Amazons, one clicking away, buying some stuff, don't be afraid to drop a little review on the Be Ready on Race Day page as well. So with that, don't be a douche. That's today's quick tip, and we could probably cut it off right there. But I do want to expound on that a little bit, and in so doing, I'm going to share a little story. Little behind the scenes from the life of Diz, you know. Here we go. A few weeks back, which timing is kind of irrelevant, other than the fact that it was a Kentucky Derby party. So a few weeks back, we were invited to a party at a friend's house, and it's one of those friends that we kind of have one of those relationships with where it's not really social. They're the people that run the farm that we get our vegetables from for half of the year, so we see them every week. You know, they know our family, we know their family. But, you know, the extent of our communications typically runs into, you know, about 10 to 15 minutes of conversation once a week. You know, maybe a little bit of back and forth on social media or email, and that's about it. Great people. Enjoy them and enjoy talking to them and hanging out with them when we go pick up our vegetables. They invited us to a Kentucky Derby party, which also happened to be her birthday party, kind of a joint party situation. Bring Addison, they said. No worries. Kids are invited. It'll be fun. Now, if you know me, you know that's not exactly my cup of tea. Going to some type of social setting where, you know, be expected to kind of small talk with people for hours, not my jam. You know, if it was a bunch of runners, yeah, we could figure that out. If it was y'all, I could figure that stuff out. But people that are non-runners that I don't know, because obviously there are a bunch of other people there that were all friends of theirs from other spheres, other areas of life. And then there was us, and we knew nobody. And I don't much care to be in those types of situations. Rebecca was fine. She was meeting new friends and talking and whatever. And I was trying to find like any place quiet that people would just leave me alone. So not exactly the life of the party, I guess I'm not. But anyway, while we were there, you know, like they told us, bring Addison, it'll be fine. They told their other friends to bring their kids as well, which is all well and good, except don't be afraid to make sure that your kids aren't being little douches, you know, while they're running around the party, because that's ultimately what was happening. There were a couple of kids in particular. There were a bunch of kids there. Of course, the hosts have like six kids, so there was already going to be a bunch of kids there. But there were a bunch of other kids there, most of whom were great. I mean, they're being kids, but whatever. Like, I'm not that crotchety of an old man. I'm a crotchety old man. Don't get that twisted. But I'm not that crotchety to think that, you know, you know, at a situation like that, some kids running around a little bit, having some fun, whatever, no big deal. But when there's a couple of kids in particular that were being kind of, not quite bullyish towards some of the younger kids, and maybe this is me being slightly overprotective of Addison, although I like to not think so, but also just being kind of rude and just running around and like not being respectful of the house, not being respectful of the rules of the hosts, not being respectful of the other kids, the other guests, the other adults. Like, it was kind of like, you know, you kind of wanted to give a couple of these kids the old backhand treatment. Of course, I didn't do that. I'm not that kind of, again, I'm not that crotchety. But it was just like, you kind of just wanted to be like, hey, would somebody, whoever's kid this is, would you do something over here? You know, like, I wasn't helicoptering over Addie by any stretch of the imagination, but like, every so often I'd go check on what she was up to, making sure that she was being friendly, making sure that she was picking up after herself, not making a mess. They're playing with toys. Great, play with the toys. But when you're done with them, put them away. We need to be respectful. Well, a couple of these kids, they weren't having that relationship with their parents. And like I said, it was definitely, well, I don't know if I said it here. I definitely said it in the blog post. It was definitely ruining the amount of enjoyment that I was having at the party. And even the one host, the husband of the couple, you could tell that he was getting kind of frustrated with a couple of these kids as well. Where were the parents? Well, they were there, but they weren't. I'm not trying to throw the parents under the bus, but they were there. They were enjoying the party. They were probably enjoying talking to some other folks. Maybe they had other friends that were there. Maybe they were like Rebecca. They were meeting new people and having conversations and enjoying themselves and carrying on. That's all well and good, but be aware that in that situation, their lack of awareness, their lack of responsibility, of just double checking with their kids, maybe throwing a little discipline around, was impacting other people's ability to enjoy the party. Kind of a little bit selfish. And while I was stewing, / while I was looking to try to find someplace quiet where nobody was, it kind of dawned on me that we as runners can be guilty of this as well. And I'll take the first bullet. I have done this as well during races where, you know, I've said, it's been said many times that on race day, you need to run your own race. You need to do what you need to do to give you your best chance to be successful on race day. Totally agree with that. Totally stand by that. You've got your strategy, whether it's a run walk, your pacing strategy, your fueling strategy, your nutrition strategy, hydration strategy, the way you're going to attack that course, whatever it is, you've got your plan. Stick to your plan. But there is a caveat to that statement of run your own race. When you're going to run your own race, when you're going to do what you need to do to have a hopefully a very successful day on race day, do not let what you're trying to do, do not let running your own race infringe upon the runner next to you and his or her ability to run his or her own race. Meaning, have a little respect. Be aware of what's going on around you. Don't get so locked in, so tunnel visioned into your race plan, what you're doing, that you lose sight of the fact that there's hundreds, if not thousands, of other runners out there. And we all need to do this together. We all need to help each other out. We all need to work together. So just a few examples of some things that I've seen, I've witnessed, maybe I've been guilty about doing that weren't respectful, that wasn't aware of the surroundings, that potentially could have ruined or at least diminished the possibility of the other runners running their race, having a good race for themselves. So, in no particular order other than this is the order that they are on the website, and again, disruns.com/571 if you want to check out the notes, the post, the memes and GIFs and all that good stuff. The first one, tossing your cups. So, you're running along, you get to the water station, you zoom over, you grab your cup of water, take a couple of sips, toss the cup. Because there's people there, like there's people, part of the function of a water stop is that you clean up the cups afterwards, right? So no big deal. That all sounds normal, right? Well, did you ever think about, especially if it's kind of crowded, especially if there's other runners around you, that maybe when you toss your cup that still is half full of water, or even worse, Gatorade, that it might splash up or might hit somebody else's foot, somebody else's shoe, and all of a sudden the runner next to you or behind you has got a wet foot at mile 3 of a marathon that they weren't exactly planning on having a wet foot at today? Because I've been there. I've been the guy that's gotten hit by the water cup before when somebody just tossed it. Somebody just threw it behind him so it wouldn't splash on them. Didn't care about all the runners behind them. All right? Whether that was intentional or not, I don't know. I like to assume the best in people, so hopefully the guy that did that to me wasn't trying to hit some runner behind him, and I just happened to be the unlucky person. But it sucks. You know, I'm on a road race. It's not, you know, like, I'm not, it's not a trail race where I know there's going to be a river crossing somewhere or something like that. Like, it's not raining. I'm not anticipating wet feet today. And now all of a sudden, I've got 1 foot wet and 1 foot dry because you didn't think, because you didn't look to see if somebody was behind you or next to you when you tossed your water cup. Similar situation if it's hot, if it's a hot day and you take the water cup and you go to kind of splash it over your face, hit yourself in the forehead, get a little cool, refreshing water bath. Well, what about the overspray? What about if somebody's behind you or next to you and you get some splash on them that they maybe didn't want that? All right. Is it the end of the world? Is it enough that if that happens to you that you should let that ruin your race? I hope not. But come on. If you're the one doing the dropping of the cup or the splashing of water over your face, just a little bit of awareness, just a little bit of looking around and making sure that nobody's there, stepping off to the side of the course, to the side of the road. Yeah, it might cost you a couple of seconds, but come on. We're all in this together. You wouldn't want me to splash my water all over your foot or my sweaty backwash water all over your face. So maybe don't do the same thing to me. You know, a little bit of thought, a little bit of respect, a little bit of awareness goes a long way. You know, another area, another avenue, and this is one where I've definitely been guilty of not checking the blind spot before changing the lanes. You know, hopefully you're good at that when you're driving, making sure that there's not another car kind of right there off your shoulder that you can't see, or off your back bumper, I guess, that you can't see before you change lanes. But in a crowded race, sometimes, you know, like you're running up on somebody and you think there's a little gap, a little opening that you can sneak around them and not, you know, have to slow way down, anything like that. You can keep running your race, no big deal. Except for the time that it is a big deal. Except for the time that you don't realize, maybe because you got your headphones going. I'm guilty of that. Maybe you don't realize that somebody else is coming up behind you. Or that there's somebody else that has moved over from the other lane or whatever, depending on how wide of a road or path you're on. You know, there may be people merging left and right at the same time. So just double check. Double check. Look over your shoulder. Make sure, you know, kind of be aware of where you are in the field, where you are in the crowd of people running. And before you merge, before you avoid the roadblock, the person in front of you that's a little bit slower than you, no big deal. They're running their race. You're running yours. But again, just double check that you're not going to shoulder check the person next to you who has no idea that you're coming because they're just running in the clear space in front of them. And potentially injure them, knock them off stride. You know, obviously just, it's kind of rude. And I've been that guy that's bumped people before. It's kind of embarrassing. You feel bad, but you're trying to keep going and you're yelling over your shoulder. I'm sorry. You're like, it's just not good. So just look, be aware of who's around you when you're changing lanes. You know, if you're running with a group, and this is especially common at the Disney races, but this happens especially at any type of racecation, destination type of race. If you're going with a bunch of friends, whether it's your girlfriends, your running pack, your training buddies, whatever the case might be, maybe it's at a local race where the bunch of you that always run together on the weekends, you're all running this race together. No need to run 10 people wide or 5 people wide or 30 people wide, whatever it is. You get shoulder to shoulder to shoulder to shoulder to shoulder, you're blocking the entire road for everybody who's trying to get past you. Then you get all pissy when somebody just smashes through you, you know, Red Rover style. But what choice did they have? What choice did they have? They're trying to run their race. Yes, you're trying to run yours, but you're impeding everybody else around you. You're blocking the road, making it very difficult for the runners who are faster than you to get around you. Go 2 or 3 wide at best, or at most, if you're on a wide enough road. And then just stack 2 or 3 rows deep. You'll be fine. It'll actually make it easier to have a conversation amongst all of you than if, you know, you're 6, 7 people wide. You got the person on the far left, person on the far right. They aren't having the same conversation. They can't hear each other unless y'all are shouting. And if you're shouting, then you know, whatever. That's your thing. But, you know, just maybe condense your group a little bit. Shrink it together, a couple of rows deep, couple of people wide, and now all of a sudden everybody can be in on the same conversation and other runners can still get by you. You know, if you're going to walk, maybe you're a run walker, which is great. I have some great clients that are run walkers. I've been known to do a little walking here and there, especially through a water station. I'm typically not one to keep running through the water station. I'll walk, get my drink, and then get running back again, 8 seconds later or whatever it is. If you're going to stop to walk for whatever reason, don't just stop. Let people know. And again, this is especially important if it's a crowded race, if there's a bunch of people around. Yes, nobody should be running right up on your back like that. So close that if you just stop to walk, that they're going to slam into you. But in the early stages of a race, and I've seen people, you've got your race strategy, your plan. We're going to run, walk. We're starting from the beginning. We're going to run the first minute and then walk for a minute or whatever your strategy is. Nothing wrong with that. But in the first minute of a bigger race, talking like a Disney race, a rock and roll race, anything where there's thousands of people that are there, the course is congested at that point. Everybody's kind of running with each other. You're going to stop to walk. Let some people know. Raise your hand. Look behind you. Make sure that there's nobody right on top of you so that when you do stop to walk, that they have a chance to get around you. Announce it. Maybe try to get over to the edge, to the side of the course, instead of walking right to the middle. And if that costs you, if you're supposed to stop to walk after a minute and it takes you a minute and 8 seconds to get to your walk break, it's okay. It's okay. Take an extra 8 seconds or an extra 4 seconds off of your walk before you start running again. It'll all balance. It'll all come out in the wash, and you're being alert, aware, courteous. Heaven forbid we're courteous to the others around us. So, there's many other examples where you line up, especially if they don't have distinct corral placements, line up according to your pace, things like that. Maybe not having your headphones in, or at least the volume turned up so loud that you can't hear if somebody's announcing something. Hey, coming behind you, trying to get through. Can you move? Things like that. But at the end of the day, it's 100% possible to run your own race and still be courteous, still be respectful, still allow others to run their race as well. So do that. Be aware of that. All right. Because you don't want somebody impacting your race in a negative fashion. So don't impact somebody else's race in a negative fashion. And most of the time when we do that, when I've been guilty of it, when I've been the quote unquote victim, I don't think it's ever been malicious. I don't think it's ever been on purpose where somebody's like, I know I've never been like, hey, I'm going to just shoulder check the hell out of that person to get around this person who's slower in front of me. Like, why would I do that? Like, if I was playing hockey, now maybe, but I'm not. We're out running a half marathon or a marathon or a 5K or whatever. Like, let's all work together a little bit. But it happens. So the more you can be aware, the more you can be, I don't know if aware is the, before you be intentional, that's the word I'm looking for. Before you can be, the more you can be intentional, goodness gracious, you think I've been drinking more than just water this morning, intentional about your surroundings, who's around you, and not impacting somebody else's race, the better it is for all of us. So if we can all do that, it's going to make the running world a little bit better place. One runner at a time. You be the change that you want to see in the running community when it comes to awareness on race day. And just don't be a douche, right? Don't be a douche when it comes to running your next race. So that is today's quick tip. Quick-ish tip, as it were. But hope it got you thinking about it. And again, hope that it'll give you something, this summer, this fall, when you get into races, whenever your next race is, and every race after that. Just be aware. Be aware of what you're doing and how your actions may impact other people. Run your race. Stick to your plan. But be aware. Be aware. Be courteous. Because we all appreciate that of each other. And again, we're all in this together. So that's it for today. Thank you guys for listening. Once again, DizRuns.com/571 is the link for the blog post for this episode. You can leave your comments, feedback there. You can also tweet them to me at DizRuns on the Twitter. And you can email me, DizRuns@gmail.com. And once again, the book, if you haven't checked it out yet, Be Ready on Race Day, BeReadyOnRaceDay.com. Type in Be Ready on Race Day on Amazon. You can probably even Google search it and it should pop up. Hopefully the website pops up before the Amazon link. I should probably double check that. But that's the book. And that's the sponsor for today. And if you've already read the book and you're willing to leave a review somewhere, it would mean a lot. And if you want to write about it on your blog, website, something like that, that would be cool too. Any extra help in promoting it is always appreciated. But we'll go ahead and sign off now. Be well. Have a good one. Happy running. Be safe. And we'll talk soon. All right. See you.